You're listening to This is Yoga Therapy. I'm your host, Michelle Lawrence, and I've had the opportunity to interview many of those who are making a difference at the intersections of yoga and health. And I'm here to share with you their stories and conversations. Thanks for listening.
In today's episode, I interviewed three Inner Peace Yoga Therapy students or alumni, Sarah Hall, Julie Williams, and Sarah Martin. And they each have different backgrounds, but have collaborated on various initiatives in the field of pain management and yoga therapy. And we're going to dive into some of the work they've done, including a recent paper published on the implementation of a clinic-based yoga program for chronic pain. And we'll also discuss the distinction between pursuing a career as a yoga therapist within a medical setting with a formal degree compared to establishing a yoga therapy practice without a medical qualification, which I think is going to be really interesting to our listeners. And I'm so grateful. Thank you to the three of you for being here. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks for having us, Michelle.
No, thank you.
So let's start by having each of you introduce yourself and maybe just let us know, let our listeners know where you're from, where you work, and if you have a traditional medical degree in addition to a yoga therapist certification. So perhaps, Sarah Martin, you've been in this world of yoga therapy the longest. I've known you the longest out of the three. Maybe we'll start with you, then Julie Williams, and finally, Sarah Hall.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us on. I feel really blessed, absolutely, to have known you for so long, Michelle, and to be, I think I was in one of the first Inner Peace cohorts, and just how much of an impact that's had on my life and, you know, the direction it's taken. And then so much gratitude to get to have collaborated with Julie and Sarah and get to be colleagues and friends. So it's been a pretty awesome journey. So I am a PA as well as a certified yoga therapist. And I was a PA first. And then as I started my practice getting into orthopedics, I then went on to become a yoga instructor and then do the Inner Peace program. And once I had done that, I just got really clear about the direction that I wanted to go and how I just knew that that was my dharma to blend Eastern Western traditions and start to speak this common language for kind of bridging this gap that I really felt was existing, especially in Western medicine. There was just so many things that were unknown about yoga, but all sorts of other holistic modalities. And so I really took that as a launching pad to, you know, then shift into my practice, which I work at Tria Orthopedic Center, which is part of a really big group, Health Partners, that Sarah and I both work in currently. And so we're based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And in my particular clinic, it's an ambulatory surgery center for orthopedics, as well as we have a chronic pain clinic. I got certified in yoga therapy and started to incorporate some of those things in my clinical practice, but it wasn't until we launched and officially opened a new chronic pain clinic on site that I was able to start really moving into this space. And then that's also when Julie came on board, which we'll learn more about. And then over time, then I've been collaborating with Sarah. So now my practice looks like we've created an integrative medicine program within our Tria Orthopedic Center. And my clinical practice now is that's solely what I do, is I'm working one-on-one with people, mostly referrals from chronic pain or family practice or concussion. And I'm working with them on yoga therapy principles for helping them to manage their suffering and move into more thriving and flourishing in their life. So that's my current practice. And I'm actually also currently in a fellowship program to become an integrative medicine clinician, fellowship trained. And so that's, I have another year and a half of that program, which will, it's all tying in, you know, mind, body, spirit. So it's been a really cool thing.
That's awesome. Where are you doing that?
It's through AIHM, which is the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine out of San Diego. It's a two-year program, and it's for certain clinicians can apply for it. Right now, we're doing the mind, body, spirit section, and we just had a lecture on yoga as medicine. So it's really cool. I'm also taking herbalism right now I did a dietary supplement. So it's just really incorporating, you know, we cover a ton of nutrition, a lot of that like lifestyle medicine, but it's a really beautiful blended program.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Sarah Martin. What about you, Julie Williams?
Yeah. Hi. Thanks, Michelle, for bringing us on board. It's wonderful to connect with all three of you. I am coming from St. Paul, Minnesota, and my background is I opened my own business, Santoshi Yoga Therapy, in 2014, right after I did my 500 hour. And I also am currently working part-time as an operations manager at an integrative clinic called Minnesota Clinic for Health and Wellness in the Twin Cities. And along with doing operation management position there, I'm also going to be starting in May providing private yoga therapy sessions through the clinic. So I'm excited for that transition as well. Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting, we'll talk a little bit more about collaboration and how I know the Sarahs, as I call them. But my background's a little different, especially than the two Sarahs. I do not have a traditional medical degree. I have a master's in education. So I was 16 years an educator prior to switching my life and going to the yoga therapy route. But it's been, I think, such a benefit. It's been a frustration not having certain letters after my name in some regard, but it's also been a benefit, I think, having the education and being an educator in the background, because I feel like I'm doing so much in the way of educating people on the differences between yoga and yoga therapy. And that's been crucial, I think, very beneficial too. So it's been a beautiful blend, I think.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for that, because it is crucial. And we're all doing that, I think, out there. And we all need to,
yeah,
because of where we are in the profession. Yeah. So Sarah Hall, tell us about you.
Yeah, thank you. It's wonderful to be here, especially with Julie and Sarah. I like hanging out with them and figuring out what we can create together. So it's really fun to do this with them. So as you heard, we live in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I have been an advanced practice nurse. This is my 20th year now as a clinical nurse specialist. And so my training has mostly been, actually, I've always been in pain management. It's always been my passion. And it was instilled in me early on that pain management is very individual. And yet the healthcare system tends to maybe look at it as very cookie cutter, like, this medicine should work for this person and they should get better. And when they don't fit in within that mold, everyone kind of, well, I don't know what to do with this person. And so it became very intriguing to me to help figure out what's this person's story and how can we help them be seen and helped. And so as a clinical nurse specialist, I've always focused on, you know, patients and families as one piece of it, but I also get to collaborate intensely with nurses and other healthcare workers within the organization, as well as the organization as a whole. So collaboration and gathering outcomes and data too is part of how I've been trained and how I view issues and opportunities. So as Sarah Martin alluded to, we both work for Health Partners, which is the largest consumer-governed nonprofit healthcare organization in the whole country. And they own 8 hospitals, and I happen to work at Regions, which is the largest of their 8. It's a level 1 trauma. So we see a lot of people with pain issues come in, and I think it's become more and more complex in my 20 years. We see a lot more coexisting mental health issues and substance abuse issues, especially with the opiate epidemic. So that's my professional work. And then I started my yoga training back in 2017. I had a personal yoga practice and quickly started asking, there's so many benefits to yoga. And yet it seems like whenever I talk to people that have chronic pain, they feel like it's not reachable for them. It's inaccessible. They haven't thought about doing it much. And so I slowly started to see this gap. And that's where my focus has gone since then, is how can we fill that gap and make yoga feel and be more accessible for people struggling with chronic pain.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for your work too. Let's talk about some of the collaborative projects that you worked on together. We've already started to allude to them a bit, but maybe Julie, you can speak to this.
Sure. Yeah. For me, let's see, 2013, maybe Sarah Martin. Meeting Sarah was a game changer for me. I just was poking around the Tria Orthopedic website and found Sarah and her talking about this thing called yoga therapy, which was new to me at the time. And she met me for tea and went through the whole program with me, and I was sold in that moment. So that was the first part of collaboration. But then meeting her was a game changer, because once I was completing my program, then I began working at Tria Orthopedic Center. So that was my first experience in the medical industry. I was teaching yoga classes at Tria and then also having some private sessions, not as many as I'd like to have had, but it was a work in progress. But I also loved working, collaborating with Sarah and a physical therapist at the location. We were doing a chronic pain cohort course, which I loved. That was wonderful work. And then COVID hit. So that kind of changed so much. But before COVID actually hit, Sarah Hall came into my life because she literally came into my class at Tria. She had talked to Sarah Martin, who said, yep, why don't you go check out Julie's class? Because Sarah had this in her mind too, obviously, with her work, you know, in the pain clinic. We all have this kind of geek out about the pain science components and how it embeds and interweaves with yoga, which is beautiful. And so Sarah came to my class and started picking my brain on that. And then I started to collaborate over at the Health Partners Neuroscience Center, where she is working as well. And I was doing a once a week chronic pain class for those who had completed her program. And then we're kind of like, well, now what do we do? Because now you got us hooked on yoga. And so now where do we turn? Because we can't just walk into any studio per se. So I was teaching a weekly course there, and that's when COVID hit. And so everything kind of got pulled back. When things were starting to come back, I was also collaborating with Sarah Hall. I did some video work. She was putting together her online cohort course at the time. So I did some of the video content for that programming, which now led me to creating my own cohort course through my own business. So I'm in the process of that, and I'm planning to run a pilot this fall, maybe late summer, but probably more fall of 2024. But that's been wonderful too, to connect with both of the Sarahs, to get feedback on what's working for them. How is this working? What are some snafus, or for me, you know, things for me to really consider, and crossing the T's and dotting the I's to make sure it's an evidence-based and robust program.
It sounds so wonderful.
I've been grateful for them both. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really beautiful to see how you kind of all have woven your work together and drawing upon each other's strengths and, you know, getting input from each other too. It's really beautiful to witness it. So let's talk with the Sarahs then. And maybe Sarah Martin, I don't know if you want to speak to this first, but what do your collaborative projects with Sarah Hall look like?
Yeah. First, I want to acknowledge too that when I was working with Julie, when she was on staff as a yoga therapist, it is just such a blessing to work with people that you just trust so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I could say to Sarah Hall, like, go see Julie, like she's amazing, and talk with her, go to her class. So I really appreciate that in the world of yoga therapy, but especially, you know, with these two women in general, just that level of confidence, and that we have a similar background in terms of training, so that I kind of know where she's coming from and she knows where I'm coming from. And so there's something to that that is really lovely within the yoga therapy space. So
yes, really, thanks for naming that.
Yeah.
You're making me blush, Sarah. Thanks.
I know. Well,
I feel the same.
Yeah. And also the other yoga therapists that are working at Tria right now, like it's such a beautiful thing just to know, like, oh, if I'm not able to see somebody, that's fine. You're going to get taken care of, you know, and you're going to get the full experience. So now that kind of slides into now working a lot with Sarah Hall. So Julie and I, you know, we started collaborating with PT and OT. Yeah, that was pre-COVID. And so we created this group class. And since then, it's really taken off. And this has been just such a joy to do and to expand. And so now we're, from a group class standpoint, we offer at Tria, at the site I'm at, we were offering it last year. It's an 8-week series. So we were offering it once every 2 months. So there was always a class going that somebody could join. And so this just allowed for great, you know, continuity, and that people knew what to expect timing wise. And also from an access standpoint, that was when, you know, Sarah Hall and I started working together a couple of years ago. And, you know, we were just like, okay, how do we keep expanding this service and this offering? Because with my location, I'm in this kind of the South Metro and Sarah Hall is more in the East. And so, you know, we just started to think of ways that we could start expanding these group classes and get more inter-involvement in between the sites, because we had kind of been doing our own things, kind of supporting each other from afar. And so that was really lovely. Over the course of, I think her and I figured it'd been the last couple of years, we've been having meetings, and as I've been putting together the curriculum, I've been making it so that it's somebody who has never done it before could really go through it and understand it and lead it with their yoga therapy background. And so, yeah, getting that up and running. And then our goal is to be able to collect outcomes together. So now we're having that many more people that are going through the program and can see how are people doing before the class, after the class, and then in a follow-up too. And so that's been a really lovely expansion of the program. I think it was in the fall, this in 2023, the fall of 2023, Sarah rolled out the first cohort at her site. It was great. I got to be there on the first day and just that transition, and was so beautiful to see her in action, just bringing in her own style and her own elements. And then she leads that class with another physical therapist or occupational therapist. And then that's, and I do the same. So it's always being co-led. And Sarah can speak to this. I think they're now, she's in the midst of her second class coming up. So it's been great to just have more people involved and getting the feedback from them of what works and what doesn't. And we keep refining the curriculum and the class. So yeah, that's been great just to not feel like this thing that I've been working on and working towards, it's now got so many more eyes and ears and great additions that can be added to it as well. So
it sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a growing organism.
Mm-hmm. How lovely. Kudos to you and for getting it started. And now to see what it's turned into must be really exciting. Sarah Hall, I'd love for you to feel free to say more about that. And I'm also hoping that you can speak specifically to the recent paper published on the implementation of a clinic-based yoga program for chronic pain. I don't know if that's separate from this work or if it's part of the same. Maybe you can speak to how it came about and what you found there too. So I'm going to pass it over to you, Sarah Hall, to jump in the places that I've mentioned or things that you feel like are important to share additional as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I so appreciate the foundations that Sarah and Julie have already laid. And maybe that's actually where I'll start, just for chronological timeline, is the paper that was recently published that we started way back in 2017, 2018 at the Neuroscience Center. It's very interesting that Sarah Martin and I were running these parallel groups, but really didn't know it. We both had this 8-week structured program for people with chronic pain. We were both weaving pain neuroscience education into that 8-week program, meeting with these individuals living with chronic pain for 2 hours each week, and had this educational or didactic component where we talk about how yoga or tools of awareness and breathing and meditation can be helpful for elements that people with chronic pain are living with, you know, whether it's anxiety or depression or sleep issues, and just giving them more a sense of empowerment over their movement and not having as much fear around movement. And so the paper goes into the work that we did between 2018 and 2019 at the Neuroscience Center. And we looked at developing a program that was very specific for people living with chronic pain. It felt like, as I alluded to before, there's this gap between what most communities offer. Most yoga that's out there is more of a fitness style focused. And people that have chronic pain, especially people that we're seeing in our healthcare system, they might have had it for 5, 10, 20 years. And they felt like they're afraid to move. When they move, it hurts more, and they would never walk into a yoga studio. Or if they did and they tried it, they would feel a lot worse. So we developed a program. We looked at outcomes. We looked at the pain physical function and pain interference of these individuals in our cohorts. And over 2 years, we had four different groups of the maximum of 12 per group. And in the end, with the collaboration with our research team, we had our results that showed about a 15% decrease in pain interference. And I think what I was most excited about was even when we looked forward 3 months and asked them how they're doing, about 25% of the people were still practicing yoga. And for me, I thought if they went from never doing any yoga to 25% of them are still doing it on a very regular basis, it must be doing something for them, right? So that was kind of the beginning of our program at Neuroscience Center. And then, as Julie alluded, and we all know, COVID happened, right? And there is this pause. And sometimes I really do believe, like Sarah alluded to with her Dharma, it's just the stars align at a certain time, because at the very same time, the Minnesota Department of Health had put out this call for proposals looking at non-opioid pain management programs across the state of Minnesota. And I said, well, you know, one of the biggest barriers is accessibility for people. And so why don't we apply for this grant and see if we can turn our in-person program into a, you know, self-paced, free, web-based program. And what about more diversity, you know? And so we also looked at that, translated into Spanish as well. So between 2020 and 2022, we had the grant from Minnesota Department of Health. And that's where Julie really came in and collaborated and helped in so many ways, not just helping create videos, but helping find a videographer. And results of that are we now do have a self-paced program, person program. It's 7 modules and has education and movement and 2 levels of intensity of yoga. So there's more of a low intensity if people are afraid about getting from standing to sitting to lying. There's a chair-based and a moderate level, and they're right next to each other so that people can see, oh, if I don't think that I can do the next level up yoga, they're seeing both of them at the same time. And we've got great feedback from people that said, oh, I thought, you know, I could do more than I thought I could do. So that's out there and available for anyone to use. So that's another space where Julie and I collaborated. And as that came to a close, that's where Sarah Martin and I really started talking about the two different programs that we're running parallel and why don't we really align our outcomes, partner with the great people, with the research institute to make outcome collection easier. So it's been really fun along the way. And now, yep, just as Sarah said, I just finished my second group teaching the same curriculum she teaches. So
awesome. Wow. So many cool things in there. I love how, you know, you kind of brought all three of you together in the way you shared that story too. And I will certainly include links to where folks might be able to access the self-paced course that you mentioned. Anything else the three of you want to share, I'd love to include those in the show notes too. That's super exciting. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's because of the work that the three of you have done and that you're doing that we can continue to advance the field of yoga therapy, which we're all kind of having a hand in, but it's so appreciated. So kind of the last point that I'd love to have a conversation with all of you about is just talking about the difference between becoming a yoga therapist if you already work within a medical system with a traditional degree versus not having a medical degree as you build out your yoga therapy practice. I think this is going to be more and more of a conversation that folks want to have. And I know at Inner Peace Yoga Therapy, we do train a lot of healthcare professionals to become yoga therapists, but we also train a lot of folks that are not healthcare professionals to become yoga therapists. So let's talk about some of the distinctions and differences. And maybe Julie, I'd love for you to start the conversation, followed by Sarah Martin and then Sarah Hall.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm thinking of your audience who might be listening to this, maybe either considering yoga therapy or in the process of becoming yoga therapist, maybe not having a medical degree, me being that person. There's a couple points I wanted to make. One being, I think I should mention too, post-COVID or when things were coming back online, both locations did ask me to come back. And it was a choice that I made to not to come back. It was a very challenging choice to make, honestly. But I want to encourage people to connect to the medical industry because there are careers out there. With that being said, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of yoga teachers or people earlier in the yoga therapy stages where they often say, I'm kind of intimidated by the medical world, not having certain letters at the end of your name. And I totally understand that. And I will be honest in saying that it hasn't just been wonderful and easy. Although I have to say, I feel like even since I've been a part of this programming, there's so many strides that are changing, combining, bringing together Eastern and Western modalities, because I think that is a shift that is evident. You know, there's so much more research out there showing yoga and meditation, mindfulness as evidence-based programming that is beneficial. Now I've had some private clients coming to me and I say, oh, how did you hear about me? And they'll say, oh, my physician told me I should do yoga. And it's so exciting because that's new, at least for me. But at the same time, then I said, oh, that's wonderful. Did they say where to go? And they just happened to stumble upon me, you know, and then they didn't even know what yoga therapy was. So we still have a large gap to kind of work on, you know, as far as that goes. But there's so much more in the way of kind of combining and becoming truly integrative with programming. I also thought it interesting working at both locations at the same time. I realized I had a little leverage here because one, they want to tick the box off to say, yes, we offer these robust programs. But two, they were very curious, like, what are you doing at TRIA? What's happening at the Neuroscience Center? You know, they kind of want to, there's a keeping up with the Joneses mentality too. So that's a leverage point that I think was really beneficial. I think one of the challenging things is out of the gate, the first question I'm constantly asked is, does insurance cover yoga therapy? And I have had some clients get reimbursement from their HSA or FSA accounts, but that tends to be kind of a chasm right now that really kind of keeps us from truly coming together, I think, in the way that I envision it down the road. But I would encourage anyone listening who is kind of feeling that intimidation factor. I felt that going into this, and I wasn't even really necessarily for sure going the medical route. And now I find myself in an integrative programming clinic that's more mental health based, which is interesting because that was not where I was thinking I was headed. But I do feel like the programming, we'll talk about that a little bit too, but that's what gives you the levity and the leverage if you don't have a medical degree to feel much more confident about moving into these spaces because they are curious. They want to learn how this can be supported and what does yoga therapy provide. And I do feel like it's a real opportunity to speak about it, speak about yoga. Yeah.
That's awesome. I am a person who doesn't have a medical degree either, you know, so I can relate to so much of what you shared. And I really like how you pointed out how there's this ability to kind of be in a couple different specialty areas where you may not be if you were a PA or a nurse or a doctor, right? And it can broaden your perspective and it can give you just an opportunity to serve a variety of people. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Sarah Martin? So you're a PA. Tell us kind of some of the distinctions from your side or the differences.
Well, yeah. And like I had mentioned, so I was a PA first when I did my training a little bit after. And it's interesting because the Western medicine is very linear. It's very data-driven. It's very evidence-based, right? So even in my PA training, I remember I spent thousands of dollars on all these textbooks. And the first day, my professor's like, well, these aren't even going to be valid next year. So this is all evidence-based. Everything is changing all the time. You have to look at the data. You have to look at your outcomes. And, you know, of course, I'm like, awesome. That's great. That's going to take me how many years to pay off these books that just don't matter anymore. So I came into yoga therapy a little bit with wanting to branch out of that. But for sure, that is a very difficult part about being in the healthcare system that demands that things are evidence-based and has you going to a more kind of reductionist type of view of things. Mm-hmm. And then getting into yoga therapy, it's like, okay, I'm starting to get all these tools and learning how to use those and to fit it into a system that doesn't totally allow for that. Mm. And so I would say that is a really big limitation of having working within a healthcare system. Mm-hmm. I feel really fortunate because I have been able to collaborate with various practitioners across the board that have supported more integrative medicine and holistic health and yoga therapy. So I've gotten some support, but I know of people, yoga therapists with medical degrees that have not. And so if you have a medical degree, you have to really kind of find the place that will allow you to, you know, foster and develop truly, you know, the koshas, like to bring in the energetic, to bring in the spiritual. And then the other thing with that is I've been doing it for a while now. So I have done a lot of research and questioning just about things like billing, because that's a whole other animal. So things like that have just been a work in progress to try to figure out the best way to to navigate. And I do, I find that some days I kind of revert back to more of the physical and kind of mental and like data points and lab work and things like that. It's like, no, let's get back to all of it, right? Drawing in that, the meaning, the purpose, things like that. So I would say those are the things that I've had to really keep in check still being within the medical system. The beautiful points of it for me have been, because insurance does cover my visits with people, I see people who have never even heard of yoga.
Yeah.
And they would never seek it out, mm-hmm. but they come to me because they're suffering and they want help with chronic pain. And it just so happens that I am using yoga therapy as my umbrella. So then they get exposure to it when they just otherwise wouldn't. So I would say that's for me, that feels like the greatest gift of working in a clinic and offering these services, is that people who otherwise would never have exposure are coming, and it's affordable to them because insurance is covering it. That's my favorite piece about it that I'm most grateful about. And I do hope that as things continue to progress and that, you know, it will be covered, like for all yoga therapists, regardless if we have a medical degree, you know, and I do think that will be the case at some point, just because there is enough evidence growing, right, to show in so many different areas that this is a really beneficial thing. But obviously, you know, we're living our way into that too. So definitely kind of some pros and cons, I think, to all of it. And yeah, definitely you do not, for sure, it's not necessary. And there are some limitations with having a medical background, but I'm just continuing to kind of learn and grow and expand as I keep moving through this. So
it's awesome. And that's my favorite part about yoga therapy in general is, you know, how we reach people who would never show up at a yoga studio. And obviously, yeah. You know, the insurance piece is a piece of that accessibility that needs to be solved.
Yeah.
So Sarah Hall, what about you? What are some of the distinctions that you've noticed?
Yeah, well, both Julie and Sarah have already said so many great things, but I would add to what Sarah said and the fact that, you know, now that I've been in this field of nursing and working within hospital systems for over 20 years, I really have found my niche to get my toe in the door is to focus on the evidence that is out there around yoga. And that's the beautiful thing. There's so much evidence already. So much that, you know, the National Institutes of Health have a whole pillar of the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. They've been focusing on this for a long time because they see and know the value. And they're also trying to bridge that Western, Eastern bridge that we are talking about right here. And so I have found, you know, especially with publications and focusing on that, is pulling the literature out, say, look, there's a ton of evidence for this. And guess what? People more and more are asking for it and wanting it and looking for it. The guidelines are telling us, use it. I mean, American College of Physicians says yoga is one of the number one things to try for chronic back pain. And chronic back pain is the number one condition that people have when it comes to pain management. If you look at all the different conditions of fibromyalgia and migraines and neuropathic pain, to have large organizations like the American College of Physicians saying, go do yoga for your back pain. And it's just going to hopefully add to that building momentum of getting insurance to eventually cover the cost of it. Because that is, I agree, one of the biggest barriers. All of the work that I've done since 2017 up until just recently has been funded on grants. But most of those grants came through the healthcare organization I work for, because they recognize the value and the need. And then to find someone who is willing to put together programs, it worked out great, because I'm already collaborating with physicians from all different disciplines, advanced practice clinicians, pharmacists, physical and occupational therapists right within the walls of the hospital. So it's, for me, it's presented a really great, unique opportunity to really grow this idea of, can we create something that works for people living with chronic pain and show the benefit. That's been really exciting. And I honestly could not have done any of this work without both the collaboration of Julie and Sarah, but also I want to recognize, you know, we partnered with the Neuroscience Research Institute, who we have two PhD people helping us and collect outcomes and looking at how to organize our studies, as well as the Department of Rehab with their therapists that are really engaged too, and they treat chronic pain every day. So It's been a fun journey, and I'm really excited for what comes next.
Wonderful. Well, I'm just so proud to know all three of you and that you chose to do your yoga therapy training with Inner Peace. And maybe just in closing, anything you'd like to share about how our program helped prepare you for the work that you do?
I'll jump in. I mean, in a word, the faculty. I think for those who are maybe looking at a program and maybe are feeling a little bit of the intimidation factor that I spoke about earlier, to me, there was so much rich content and these brilliant minds educating you. There was like days where you had just, you're absorbing like a sponge and you're just so enriched and it was exciting. And then the next person come and you're like, oh my gosh, this is also. So I just felt constantly inundated with these robust experiences from the faculty that really helped to stabilize. I feel like once you know, you leave there and you're kind of, it's intimidating, like, oh my gosh, now I don't have my safety blanket. I don't have that. But the wonderful thing too is I'm still in contact with almost every single one of the people that went through the program with me. And we contact each other and say, hey, do you remember when we did this in Maria's functional yoga therapy? Do you remember this one aspect? And so to me, it's just that the content was invaluable. That was the right step for me to walk into that type of a program. So I'm grateful that you put it together, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Julie.
I agree with that. When I got done with our just kind of initial 4 weeks, you know, I just, there was so much amazing information and just so many awesome experiences. But then I was able to sit with it for a little bit. And I think the next beautiful part was that then there was like you can choose the area that really resonates and just dive really deep into it. And so I did. You know, I did that work with Neil Pearson with the chronic pain and just kept diving deeper and deeper into it. And so just really grateful for that as well, that the foundation is there, but then it's just, you continue on with whatever really deeply resonates. And so by the end of that, by the time I had done some more of my work with him and a few other people too, that I did additional work with, it's like you just kind of slowly live your way into this confidence of, oh yeah, like I can go out and teach this, like I can offer this to people. And so that part of the program too, is just really put together well of kind of get that exposure, the well-roundedness and such amazing faculty, and then dive deep wherever it calls to you to really feel like you can offer something that's really rich and you can feel confident in your knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Sarah Hall?
Well, I'm so grateful for the mentorship of Sarah and Julie define inner peace, because it was really through them. And I have always contemplated ever since finishing my 100 hour to go on and to be a yoga therapist. And that brought me to meeting you, Michelle, last spring when we were in Austin and I was doing the Pink Hair Aware training. And it was just very easy right then to say, well, of course, this is what my next step is to enroll in the school. So I'm just finishing up my level one and have enjoyed every single module. And the faculty are amazing. And I look at the topics of it and I look at it through a whole new lens. And at the same time, as a nurse, I really have been trained and eat, breathe, and live the biopsychosocial spiritual model every day as I look at individuals. So it's such a nice pairing. And I'm so excited to go back and look at like the different way I can approach, you know, oncology care when I see folks, or grief, or and just all different aspects. And so I just have been really enjoying it and have much more training to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you all so much for being here and for doing the work that you do and sharing just a little tiny aspect of it with our listeners here on the podcast. It's been a wonderful conversation for me.
If you'd like to learn more about who we are and what we do, visit us at innerpeaceyogatherapy.com.